Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "For every house is built by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God." Years ago, I remember standing at the bottom of the Empire State Building in New York City. I became dizzy trying to look up to the top of it. It and structures like it are simply amazing feats of design and construction. Imagine if I had inquired with its management as to who the designer and builder was, and they responded to me with all seriousness and sincerity that there weren't any, that it just evolved over millions and millions of years. Through many stages of experience, presto, the Empire State Building now stands in its present form as a result of the process of evolution. Ridiculous. My son sells and repairs laptop computers. These machines are amazing. Frankly, I don't know what I'd do without mine. When someone inquired of one of my sons as to who had made the laptop they were interested in purchasing, suppose that one of my sons responded that there was no manufacturer, that it had just evolved in the back of the repair shop. It would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? When I was a teenager, I worked for a summer as a stripper. Now, before you get carried away here, you need to know that I was stripping paint from airplanes so that they could be repainted. Suppose I had asked who had made that particular airplane on which I was working, and someone answered, no one, that it had just evolved. Or maybe the daily newspaper that's delivered to my house each morning. Suppose I wanted to contact the publisher, just to have the paper carrier tell me that there was no publisher, and that the paper just evolved each morning, and he simply delivered it. That after eons of evolution, the newspaper now appears with columns filled with words and sentences and paragraphs and articles and pictures with current information and the current date, all typeset and making sense, that told stories of current events. It's irrational beyond seriousness. All of these are absolutely absurd propositions, totally beyond reason. A man would be a fool to suggest that any of these things simply evolved. A man would be a fool to accept such an answer. The very idea that such complex machines as laptops and aircraft do not have a designer or a manufacturer. No one in their right mind would believe or entertain such silliness. And yet there's a world full of greater wonders than the Empire State Building and a laptop computer and an airplane and a newspaper. Take our human body, for example. It far exceeds the grandeur and complexity of any of these. If these other things demand a designer and a maker, we demand one even more. Look all around us. Everywhere is evidence which demands a creator. Flowers and birds, rainbows, sun, moon, and stars, just to name a few. It's impossible to have a building without a builder. And it's impossible to have a creation without a creator. Every house is built by some man, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4, but he that buildeth all things is God. This is why the psalmist wrote with powerful testimony of creation, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day they utter speech, night unto night they show knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Psalm 19, verse 1 through 4. Little wonder the psalmist also penned, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Carrie Underwood and Vince Gill singing "How Great Thou Art."
Consider all the worlds thy hands made. I see the stars.